Welcome to Positive Change with Dorina. Dorina provides her experience and opinions about various topics as interesting information for you to enjoy. She has a PhD in physiology, a degree in behavioral health counseling, a daily practice of yoga and meditation, and over 20 years' experience using alternative healing methods to help people get unstuck. She is not a medical doctor nor a therapist. If you have a medical condition or health issue, please consult your personal health care provider. Remember to be sensible and take care of yourself.
Welcome to Trauma Tuesday. Today we are going to look at the connection between childhood experiences and adult prevalence of heart disease, broken bones, cancer, depression, suicide, and other illnesses. Can you believe there's a connection? Then, I'll give you my 5 secrets to overcoming a bad childhood. In the late 90s, the Center for Disease Control and Kaiser took on a joint project to survey over 17,000 adults about their childhood experiences. They were interested in reports of abuse, neglect, or other household dysfunction like addiction, divorce, and domestic violence. What they found was that 52% of the people reported at least one type of adverse childhood experience, which is often referred to as an ACE, A-C-E, adverse childhood experience. In the abuse category, they found that 11% of the population reported psychological abuse. 11% also reported physical abuse. And sexual abuse was 22% overall. Of course, it was higher in the females. 1 in 3 or 1 in 4 reported sexual abuse as children, and with men it was 1 in 6 reporting sexual abuse. About a quarter of the population also reported living with a substance abuser as a child. There's a lot more to the study, and you can get the original study, and I'll put a link in the notes as well. Now, the survey went a step further. Looking at the health records of these Kaiser patients, they were able to correlate the reports of childhood trauma to their adult health. What they found was that childhood trauma was linked to every possible negative health outcome in adults, and as the number of adverse childhood experiences went up, so did the risk of disease and the prevalence of unhealthy behaviors. It really was amazing. I was shocked by the idea that childhood trauma could affect how many broken bones you had as an adult. It just seemed weird. Now, in terms of the correlation, like someone reporting 2 adverse childhood experiences is twice as likely to be depressed as an adult. If they report 4 or more adverse childhood experiences, then their risk of depression or chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, COPD, quadruples, and their risk of heart attack or cancer doubles. Now, they also have 12 times greater risk of attempting suicide. And some research has shown that if they have 6 or more adverse childhood experiences, their risk actually goes up to 26%. Now, how is this possible? The model by which this works can be represented by a cause and effect pyramid. At the foundation of the pyramid are the ACEs, the adverse childhood experiences. Childhood trauma disrupts normal neural development. This means the brains of children do not develop normally when they experience trauma. This leads to a cascade of events. They don't think as well as children without trauma, and they can have problems both socially and emotionally. As they grow up into teenagers and adults, they may adopt high-risk behaviors like smoking, drinking, using drugs, having sex indiscriminately, or dysfunctional eating. As their life progresses, they end up with the diseases related to their behavior. The smoker gets lung disease, drinkers get liver disease, and people with unhealthy eating habits end up with heart disease, diabetes, and cancer. The cascade of events ends with an early death. Is there any hope for us adults that had trauma? There certainly is. It is possible to reverse the effects of trauma. My own life is testimony to that. I have used somatic practices like Qigong and yoga combined with change facilitation to resolve at least 80% of my trauma, and to cure my depression completely. And it's just a matter of time before I have 100% of that trauma resolved. While I have personally found change facilitation offers more direct and dramatic relief than other practices, yoga and somatic practices have been researched and shown to improve body image, help in emotional management. They promote optimism, reduce anxiety, increase activity in the suppressed areas of the brain, and reduce high-risk behaviors. Yoga and Qigong essentially reverse the effects of trauma. They don't get rid of that foundational adverse childhood experiences, but starting up that pyramid, they're able to correct the brain and all the other aspects that got thrown off whack by the trauma. My process of recovery from severe childhood abuse involved working with what was arising in my adult life, because I didn't know at first that I had the abuse since I had repressed memories of it. And did you know that overcoming childhood abuse is a lot like renovating a fixer-upper house? Let's say you bought this house that is a wreck, but you can see the potential. You've decided to renovate it. Now that fixer-upper is yourself in your current condition. The first thing you do when you buy a fixer-upper is do an inventory. What needs to be fixed? Do you need to make structural improvements, or will a fresh coat of paint do the trick? And where is that weird smell coming from? What expert help will you need? As you discover more about the house, you make the fastest progress if you stay out of judgment and stay in acceptance. You might find some stuff that's shocking, but after all, you don't really need to know why the previous owner had all that weird rotting stuff in the basement. All you need to know is that it is there and it doesn't serve you. And if you open a floorboard along the way and find a termite infestation, getting upset will not make the additional work easier. The final step in working on your fixer-upper is completing the work, and it's a two-part action step. First, you get rid of the old stuff. You take the junk out of the basement, fix the broken stuff, then you give everything a fresh coat of paint and bring in new furnishings. Sounds easy, right? It is. But in the case of childhood trauma, you are the house that you are wanting to renovate because the original owners, your parents, family, teachers, bosses, made weird additions and modifications that you no longer like. You start with the choice to take on the job and be free of the abuse. Then you take an inventory. It doesn't have to be comprehensive. Really, you just need to become aware of what it is that's giving you the most trouble right now. Now, sometimes you can get bogged down in the story of what this person or that person did to you or to other people. But you'll get faster results if you're able to stay out of the story and focus on what you can change. For instance, as a child, I witnessed my relatives abusing my brothers. Now, I repressed all memories of this until I was in my late 40s. And as I began to remember, I didn't focus on how some people stood by and let this happen or how could these people do such a thing. Instead, I focused on how it impacted me. What beliefs did I take on when I witnessed those scenes? I was looking back, but I was not stuck in the past. As an adult, I was able to reframe the situations and effectively rewire my brain. The key was accepting what happened and that I couldn't go back and change it except within the landscape of my mind. Nor would judging the situation or people as bad or good offer me any relief. From that foundation, I took action. I removed the beliefs that came in during the situation. For instance, in one particular situation, when I was very young, I witnessed my older brother being abused. In that moment, I gave him my peace, and I very keenly longed to do more and rescue him. I was really just a baby then. When I recovered that memory, I could see how my whole life was driven by this vow to do more, and I was never satisfied. It was the foundation for the belief I had that I was not enough. Because I was not enough in that moment, I was stuck believing I was not enough. Needless to say, I deleted that program, and for the first time in my life, I had a glimmer of peace and a sense that the world could really take care of itself. I was enough. And the world could take care of itself, so it didn't need to be rescued either. The process of renovating our lives can be summed up in 5 steps or processes. Processes might be a better term than steps, since they're not really steps that you do sequentially, and you can loop around to any of them at any time. The first is choice. This is where you just choose or decide, I'm going to get past this. I'm going to overcome my past. I'm going to clear my childhood. I'm not limited by it. I'm not going to be limited by it. That's your first step, is choice. Then awareness. This is the inventory part. You become aware of what's there. It's like, okay, what's causing me the most problems? And you begin to investigate that without judgment. So you're becoming aware of it, which is one of the steps. And the next process, number three, or step, is non-judgment or acceptance. Really not getting in the story and really looking at it like, what's the easiest way out of this? And then you get some idea of what kind of action to take. The next step is action directed at removing the old garbage. Number four, action directing at removing old stuff. So you go in, you take out what's no longer needed and get rid of it. The final step is directed at bringing in the new nourishing stuff. So maybe you remove the belief I'm not enough and you bring in the belief that you are enough. Almost done simultaneously. So depending on how you work it through. And I kind of summarize these, you know, choice is the first thing. You've made the choice. And then you've got the three A's, awareness, acceptance, and action. And the action step has got two parts, that bringing in new stuff, getting rid of old stuff. So yeah, you can totally clear your childhood. And having gotten rid of my depression, which I now know was stemming from my childhood trauma, I believe that all change is possible. And it's just waiting for you to grab hold and go for it. Tomorrow's podcast will be on how not to get sick this winter. Then on Thursday, I'm going to give you a little background on what actually change facilitation is. And Friday, you want to listen in because we actually have a special guest, and I'm going to be doing a change facilitation session with that woman. And it's about healing the mother-daughter relationship. We'll get to see firsthand the kind of work I do. Next week, I've got a couple recordings of change facilitation that I do with different people. And if you would like to have a change facilitation session free that I can broadcast on the air, please give me an email at dorinarode@gmail.com. And I'd love to do some work with you because you can be free of your childhood trauma as well. Positive Change with Dorina. Program credits. Music is Cheery Monday by Kevin McLeod. Incompetech.com. Licensed under the Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0 license. The voice intro was by Dylan McCloskey. You can find him on Fiverr.com. The podcast copyright 2017 Dorina Rode, all rights reserved.